And have I to hold
it? Just keep it there. Just anything you say.
Oh, really?
Okay, that's it. This is an interview in Thornton, New Hampshire, in November 15th, 1974, with Carl Drarup. And I would like to begin by, if you will, talk a bit about your childhood. I know your family was a very old one in Westphalia, and if you could give some feeling of your family as you knew them, and some of the memories of your earlier childhood.
All right. A very strictly Orthodox Roman Catholic family, to begin with. This is one of their main elements of life, terribly religious, middle class, sheltered, if you wish. Yeah, this would be a good description. Of course, First World War fell into my time, into my youth.
You were about 10 when it started, right?
Yeah, and we saw the army go out on horseback and come back on horseback, you might say. This is what happened. And during the war, even during the war, my mother's and my stepfather's particular interests were to have one of their children become a clergyman. So I was marched off with my brother, who passed on already, to a monastery education, to an oblate education. Part of my very humanistic education was received through Cistercians. This is a religious order that normally is not engaged in education.
But they were.
This was a very, 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 very choice school, very small, 27 students, two students to a master.
Where was this?
This would be in the Westerwald, near Hachenburg, which is quite close to Bonn. Mm-hmm. But my mother is of Rhenish origin. And my mother came out of this region, and my mother's family in particular were associated with the church.
And it was a classical education?
Oh, yeah. And how? All Greek and Latin, of course.
You went when you were about 12 and a half?
Yeah, it's too early, you see. And I proved in so many ways utterly unsuitable for a monastic education. See, I simply, my brother was optimus, and I was really pessimus. So, in a sense, we had great love for one another in spite of it, but the fact that I was always held up as the devil and mischievous, if you wish, to. And I had a sense of mocking. I do remember one wonderful little scene. I had a little calico book, a little tiny book, or tiny, like a little notebook only, and I had made it full of caricatures. This was a way of releasing my vengeful feeling towards authority, you might say. And we had kerosene lamps by which we studied in study hall, standing, not sitting, mind you. And I do recall only that I had it all always very carefully hidden, and not even one friend of mine in school knew about it, but I saw all of a sudden the hand of the superfect coming across my shoulder, grabbing this little book to his study hall. It was a wintry night, and that was it. And I thought I nearly died, you see. That was it. And I had to immediately go to chapel, do nothing but pray. And then I, for 3 days, no recreatio, you see. That means no recreation of any kind. And we were already limited in that, you might say. So I think it was the second night. Again, I was peeling away at the rosary. Terrible.
But did you feel very repentant?
None at all, no. No, I was a mischievous, but I was afraid. I really was afraid. Because I had my teachers in there, you know, Pater Otto, Pater so-and-so, everyone was in there. The abbot was walking with the devil behind him. Yeah, and it was a little tiny, tiny booklet, squared, you know, with these blue little lines in two. So, to make it short, the second night, I think it was the second night, in my punishment, I sneaked out of chapel. There were three chapels in the complex, a beautiful abbey, and got into the cloisters, you know, the cloisters where there are two cloisters. One is for the patres and one is for the fratres. The brethren are the lay brethren. I sneaked in there, and this had a window that led into the recreation room of the monks, you see, the patres. I could look through there. And what do you think I saw?